Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rated G Radio. We are off to a start of a fantastic week of new, fresh programming for you. We're going to have Dr. Annie Ulrich coming on the line in just a second. She's going to be talking about the May Energy Update and also taking your calls. If you would like to ask her a question, now is the time to call in. 323-657-1493 is the hotline. I'll be screening your calls in just a moment. Want to also, let's see here. And I've got a dream that I'm going to ask her about, too, I think. We've got a cool lineup of guests this week. Let me tell you about them, and then we're going to get to Dr. Annie. Tomorrow night, David Harder, he's going to be coming on the line to talk about Inspired Work Services out of Santa Monica. Excited to have him on the line as a first-time guest. Wednesday is Mr. Sean Hill. He is going to be talking about his entertainment projects that he works on, but more importantly, the money he raises to build housing for underprivileged families around the world. Thursday, we have psychic Zoe Nicholas from Seattle, Washington. She's going to be a new guest with us. And then Friday, we have Enter the Paradox. That's our musical guest. We've got the founder, Brian Bolan. He's going to be coming on the line to talk about their brand-new single called Sweet Intentions. That's going to be at a special start time of 5 p.m. on Friday. That's Enter the Paradox on the Friday night dance party. Now, let's get to all the cool stuff that's going on. And welcome Dr. Annie back to the show. Dr. Annie, how are you tonight?
I'm good, thanks. Very, very good. And how about you, Garrett?
Oh,
really good.
Things are just going crazy, crazy, crazy. Things are great on my
end. They are popping for you, aren't they? That's so exciting.
They are. And before I forget, and normally this is stuff we talk about after the show is over, but I need to get you scheduled for June, July, August, and so forth. So that's just my little post-it note to me while the show is live that I need to get some dates over to you for the summer, assuming that you're going to be around. So, you know, if we can snag you, we want you. Cool.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed. I'm here.
Yay. Okay, so do you want to start out with the May update? And while we're doing that, I'll get the calls pre-screened.
Yep, that's great. That sounds good. May, okay. The merry month of May. My favorite month, actually. I love May. Of course, I was born in May, so there you go. But it's a really good time. It's the fifth month of the year, and it is like everything has been just gearing up. And in May, things actually start to manifest. They actually start to solidify, and we can actually get things done in May. So it's a very exciting month. We've got a full moon right now, and it's a what we call a flower moon. Of course, that makes sense, doesn't it? In the spring of the year, in May, you got flowers everywhere. And it's also known as the Buddha full moon. And that is in ancient disciplines and in the Far East. And, of course, we all here in the Western Hemisphere know a lot about Buddha. And so it's called the Buddha full moon, and it was considered to have been the time he was born. He was born, he attained enlightenment, and he passed into the next life on the full moon in May. So the full moon in May is also known as the Buddha full moon. And it's a really, really interesting time for everybody. Mercury goes retrograde this month, and I know that your regular listeners have heard me talk about that before. It goes retrograde on May 18th, and it will be retrograde until June the 12th. And what happens in a retrograde is that it appears that the planet Mercury is standing still, but it's not really. It's kind of going backwards. So what happens during that period of time is that things are, you kind of have holdups and delays and people miss appointments and there's miscommunications going on during that time. So it's just just something to look at and just to be aware of. In a retrograde, you really don't want to start anything new. So just look at the dates, May 18th through June 12th, and if you don't have to sign any important papers and you can put things off until June 12th, then that's the time to do it. Get what you need done now between now and the 18th, and you'll be in good shape. So just something to kind of, you know, think about there. Taurus, we're in the time of Taurus. May is the month of Taurus. And in Taurus, we can get things done. It's a very grounded energy in this month. So it's grounding those ideas, the ideas, the creative ideas that you have. It's actually making them happen or organizing things into a formula or a plan, and then you can actually get things done this month, which is really, really terrific. It also, this month is all, really all about freedom and freeing yourself up. Freeing yourself up from any kind of restrictions or restrictive thinking. And what the energies want you to do is to stretch and stretch your awareness, expand. It's a very expansive time. The month of May is all about adventure, travel, lots of travel. It's a great time to travel, actually. So if you have travel plans, it's a great, great time to do it. And if you are looking to travel, make plans and go, even if you just go away for a day or two or a weekend. It really helps to change things up. And that's what you really want to do. There's a desire in the month of May for most of us to kind of shake off, you know, the winter months and the having to be confined in any way and wanting to move out in a more expansive way. So try things that are different. Do things that are different. For instance, if you always go to a rock concert, try the opera. Do things in a totally, in actually the opposite way that you would normally do something, because that really gets all of the energy revved up, and it changes things for you. So it's fun. Have fun doing it while you're, you know, changing things up and making things different. It's time to, if you have to decide about something, this is a great time to do it too. So making decisions, clear decisions, and speak up, speak your truth, be who you are, no excuses, no apologies, you're just be real. It's a very, very good time this month to do that. It's a really good time for business. May is an excellent business month, actually. It's what we call a growth cycle. So, and focus on expansion. Seek out and make, different plans or adventures in your business. It's a good time to take chances. So that's really good to know. It's all about freedom, excitement, change, movement, and progress. So putting yourself, you know, out into the world and really enjoying yourself. It's also a good time for any kind of law or dealing with lawyers, government agencies, the judicial system. I know that's kind of a strange thing to say, but it is very good and very solid time, the month of May, to deal with that. So if any of you have to do anything of a legal nature, it's good. It's a good time to do that. Only get it done if you can before the retrograde on the 18th. We don't always have retrogrades in May, but this year we do. So just remember that, you know. It's a fun month. So
cool.
Expand.
And let me ask you this. Are there months that are typical to see retrogrades during the course of a year?
You know, not necessarily, because it's cyclical and it runs at different times during the year, and it's not always the same. So astrologically, I don't know how they figure that out, and that would be something that I could definitely look into, and maybe I should. I will do that.
Yeah. Okay.
But,
cool.
Yeah. It's not always the same. So it's interesting.
There we go.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to let everybody know, and it's not really interesting to anybody yet, but it should be interesting to you, is that I'm going from my cycle 4 to my cycle 5 in my life energy cycle chart starting this Thursday. And so earlier today, I went through Dr. Annie's life energy cycle chart to take a look at what's happening in cycle 4 and what I should look for in cycle 5. And I'm very excited. And I will tell you, if you're listening and you're going, what is this life energy cycle chart that you're referring to? I must have one. You can get yours for free by just sending Dr. Annie an email. Her email is on the Blog Talk show page that you're looking at on your computer screen right now. It's tleaves@yahoo.com. However, if you are listening from across the pond in the United Kingdom on West Star Radio today, the email is TEALVS, so it's TLeaves, TEALVS, @yahoo.com, and ask her for your own life energy cycle chart, and she'll email that to you. But more importantly, if you want to schedule a private reading with her, she can do it over Skype, the telephone, or in person if you're here in Southern California. You can schedule an appointment with her, too, and it's really, really exciting, and I encourage you to do that. Let's see. Should we take some calls?
Yeah. I want to talk about you, though. You're going from you're ending your fourth cycle, going into the fifth cycle.
On
that
Thursday.
That's fabulous, you know. All of the things I was talking about, the number 5.
Right.
In the fifth month, that's what you're going into. And you have been doing exactly what you needed to be doing in the fourth cycle, which was focus, discipline, dedication, mm-hmm. getting the work done, career, right? And
Well, you did it. It's one of the, you know, I was lucky enough to have a session with you earlier this year, but prior to that, I think one of our first meetings, you shared with me your life energy cycle chart, and you said you just need to, you know, mark it on a calendar. And so I've done that on my iPad, and so I have it now, so it's recurring. Every 52 days, it magically says you're headed into the next, you know, segment. Make sure to go read up on it. And I'll tell you, it makes such a difference in how I take a look at things and, you know, from maybe just energetically what my body feels like to what I want to be focusing on. And it's quarter four, or, you know, the fourth cycle was spot on.
Mm-hmm.
And reading what's going to happen in cycle 5, it's like, well, that totally makes sense, because, you know, this is all the stuff that I've been working for. So I'm very, very excited. And I encourage you,
good.
If you're listening out there, you need to get her life energy cycle chart. It will be really, really fun for you to have. So
it's
you need
very
to call
helpful.
It's very helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very helpful. It just is. It's fun.
Well,
it's really good to use.
You know, and the other thing about the private appointments with you is that you get a full hour with you, or, you know, whatever time that you set up ahead of time. But I will tell you, that has been so helpful in many respects. I was telling somebody, I went back and was listening to the first session that we did almost 2 years ago, and because, you know, one of the things that I really like is you record the session and then you email an MP3
mm-hmm.
so you can go back and re-listen to the notes, because I find, you know, in my first session I was a chatterbox, and I was like, I need to just be quiet and listen to you. But when I can stop focusing on all the mumbo jumbo that I was saying to you, all of the things that you talked about, at least I'd probably say a good 95% of them have all come about within the time period that you were talking about. And it was I don't want to say spooky, because it wasn't spooky at all, but it was like, this is really cool. You were like so right on. So I really encourage people who are listening to do it.
Well, it's all about really tapping in on your own energy and using what's available there. I mean, all of us have this. every single one of us have this exciting vibrational energy that is just waiting to be tapped in on. And I think really what I do for people is just to, I get so excited about your potential. It's like, oh my God, look at this. I mean, look how great you are, and you can actually accomplish things and be who you really want to be, and so that's very exciting. It's not a lot of woo-woo stuff, you know?
It's not.
It's all based on science and energies and cyclical information and all kinds of wonderful things. So, yeah, it's good. You
people really need to sign up.
Yeah, they are so special. Wait,
but
so they need to
know
it.
You know, I was also open to receiving the information too. I think that makes a difference too.
Right.
You know, when you go into something like this, you can't go, oh, this is a bunch of baloney. You know,
well,
but at the same time,
true.
You know, it's not like, okay, I've got to believe absolutely everything. You know, you kind of have to weigh it out. But it was just funny because you had so many very specific, you know, this person will look this way and start with this letter initial and then are going to do X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, well, how in the world is that ever going to happen? And then boom,
mm-hmm.
the person with that initial that looked like that came in and I'm just like, well,
yeah.
she knows. She's the expert.
That's fun.
Anyway,
it's
totally fun. So I highly recommend Dr. Annie. From personal experience, but also just from the overwhelming response that we get from the show, and also to get your life energy cycle chart, email her at tleaves@yahoo.com. She'll get you that, and also you can schedule a private reading with her. Let's get to our first caller, and it looks like we've got a couple more calls that I get to go screen while we talk to Andy, who's our first caller. Andy, you are live with Dr. Annie, and Andy's birthday is March 24th.
Very good. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Dr. Annie.
Hi,
thanks
how are you?
Thanks for my call.
Good. You're good. Welcome. My pleasure. How can I
really
help you?
Really looking forward to this.
Do you have
well,
a specific question?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the midst of just kind of a crazy, busy cycle, but I would really like to get some input on trying to change some habits for the better and
mm-hmm.
live much more healthy. And just wondering specifically, I'm in the process of changing diet and, you know, trying to carve out some space for exercise and do things like that. But is there anything specifically that might jump out at you that would be helpful for me in this process?
Well, I think so. I think this year for you is really, In many, many ways, you will find that it's going to be a very successful year for you. So that is terrific, you know. So success in whatever it is that you are trying to achieve. So that's really lovely energy that's working there. And I can see specifically there are two areas that you hopefully are really looking at. One of them is all about actually, you know, developing what I call a really serious case of me-itis, which is what do I want? How do I feel? Where am I going? You've been other-oriented, so now it's time for me. And if you can do that and really just, you know, spend time with yourself, that's going to make all the difference in the world. So it's about taking care of number one, and you're it. So very, very important for you to do that. And then the other aspect of this is spirituality. Now, when I say spirituality, I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about what has meaning to you and how do you connect with spirit? What makes your soul soar? What brings you great joy? And really connecting with that in a deeper way. And that could be something as simple as walking along the beach or sitting under a pine tree, you know, or yoga. Because there's light, you've got also balance, 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 balance. You want balance in your life, in all areas of your life, and you're trying to get that balance. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. It's been way too skewed to the work and school.
Right, right. So that bringing more balance into everything is really, really important. And meditation and yoga would be perfect. Do you do any yoga?
Right now I don't, and it really has crossed my mind. I've taken
it. Have you ever done it?
Yes, I've very much enjoyed it, yeah.
Oh, well, then that's exactly what you need to go back to. Because I kept getting that so loud. It was like, yoga. Okay, so then you definitely need to do that. That will bring your body, mind, spirit into balance. And then you will achieve what you have really put into mind, which is to get healthier and to, you know, be successful. And in order for that to happen, you need inner strength. Right? So does that help?
Yes. Absolutely.
Good.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have to call and let us know how you're doing.
You bet. And one quick question for the life energy cycle chart. Do you need any information from us in order?
Nope. I don't.
Okay.
Not at all. I just sent it out to you, and it tells you exactly how to use it.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
Karen. Andy.
You bet, Andy. Have a great night. Thanks for the call. And our next call is coming from Tom, and Tom's birthday is January 27th. Tom, you are live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Dr. Annie.
Hi there, Tom. How are you?
Good, good. Very well. My question tonight is, I applied for a job on April 28th, and it was supposed to start in the end of May. And I haven't heard back from the person yet. Do you see that person getting in touch with me soon?
Did you applied for the job? Did you get accepted?
Well, I was in contact with her in February, and she asked me to get in touch with her at the end of April, and I did, and she told me what paperwork she needed from me, and I went and got them. One of them was a motor vehicle driver's medical certificate, and
mm-hmm.
I went and got that, and a DVM report, and I emailed that to her. And then
good.
I followed up 2 days later with a phone call, because I just don't trust email. And she said she did see my email in the box, although she didn't get a chance to review it yet.
Uh-huh. I think that it is, it's positive. I get very good positive energy about it. I also get at the same time that there might be some holdups or delays around it. So if it's supposed to be at the end of this month when things start, it may be June before things actually get going. But I do feel good about it for you. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's good, because I really need a job. I've been too long without one.
Well, this is a good year for you anyway, because it's all about completing. You're just now starting to move into a brand new cycle of time and energy, and you're completing things this year. So it's like there are times when we just kind of pull things together and wrap things up, and that's what you've been doing. And you've ended one way of living and being in the world, and you're in the process of beginning or starting something new. So it feels sometimes like you're in the twilight zone, you know, like nothing's looking
absolutely.
At. Yeah.
That's just
so,
how I feel. I'm in the twilight zone.
Yeah, yeah. So, but you, the good news is that you are, you're on the upside now of the cycle. So it's starting to actually work for you. And I think that, you know, in June, July, August, things are going to look totally different. They're going to start looking different for you. So
yeah,
that's
well,
good.
I had worked for her last year for a short time.
Mm-hmm.
And so she knows, you know, that I'm capable of,
good.
Of handling the position. But I
good.
Haven't worked for her full time yet.
Well, I think that that's
so.
Coming in. So, you know, just know that it is. Hold that thought, right?
That's right.
Good. Very good, Tom.
Thank
well,
you very
on,
much.
Just keep us
yeah,
posted.
Keep us posted. We want to
I
hear
will.
Your success story next month.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. I will.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. You take care.
Thanks, Paul.
That was good to hear from Tom again. We got Tom and Andy. Both are people we love to hear from each month. And our
good.
Next caller is – and Dr. Andy, do you have any, like, echo in your line, or is it just me?
I think it might be you. I don't have any.
Well, I'm special tonight.
Mine's real
I'm hearing
clear.
The show twice. Okay, then you're cool.
Uh-oh.
Okay, then never mind. It's just me. Okay, and our next caller is Karen, and Karen was born May 30th, so happy early birthday, Karen, and you are live with Dr. Annie.
Hi, thank you. Hi, Dr. Annie. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm in the woods, but I'm not sure where in the woods I am and if I could get any help.
I can see
I
that.
Where I am.
I know.
And how to get out.
Right,
I
right.
Really
it's true.
Love it.
Well, I think that you're in a very interesting time right now. Numerically, you're in a 7 year, what we call a 7 year, and the seven is all about questions. It's questioning. So you have been questioning everything. Why am I here? What am I doing? Excuse me. What is this all about? You know, you're asking a ton of questions. And the good news is that you're already halfway through, almost halfway through this year. But, all you know, what else is going on? You really do. You've got to call me or ask for the chart, because I'll send you the chart, and you will be amazed at what you see when you actually put your birth date information in there, because you are in your last 52 days of your own personal year. And what that means is that you're in your seventh cycle and you're in a 7 year. And so it's what I call a double whammy. That is, it can be very, very intense. However, as I said, the good news is that you're halfway through it already. And so things are only going to start looking better, and especially at your birthday. Right after your birthday, things are going to lighten up, and you're not going to be carrying around the weight of the world with you any longer. So that's going to be a big, huge relief for you. Also, one of the things that you can concentrate on while you're going through this time is it's important for you to release what is no longer working in your life. And that means people, places, things, ideas, conditioning, belief system. And that's a lot. So you've been looking at all of this, you know, so far for the last maybe year or so here, and it's time to let go. Just let it go. You definitely are going into a more productive and successful time. In the new year, at the end of this year, you're going to start feeling that things are absolutely shifting for you, and that you've got more energy, you've got more opportunity, you've got you know, people, a support system, people around you who will help you get what you want. So that's also important for you to remember.
Well, I feel like I've let go of so much, I have nothing left.
Aha, uh-huh. Well then.
Another thing is I feel like also I'm being blocked from everything, and I have basically, I have not had a support system. I've been just abandoned left and right.
Yeah, you have, and that's the intensity that you've been living under up until this time. So you are you're on the upswing. There's also, you've got another couple of months here where things are just kind of shaking out, and then you're going to start to feel things in a totally different way. So, there is some kind of possibility for you, or opportunity, rather, that's coming in for you to learn something new. And so you're going into a learning situation or a learning curve of some kind. So just be open and receptive to that, and I think that things are going to definitely look different for you.
Okay, do you know in what area of my life this learning curve is going to happen?
It feels to me as if it has to do with work or research of some kind. Have you been thinking about going back to school or learning a different career or something?
It fatigues me to even think about it.
Well,
I hope I don't have to. I hope I never have to. I've been pushed past the point of exhaustion to where I've had a couple of breakdowns,
uh-huh.
And I really don't need to be learning anything new.
Well, I the thing is that we're all learning something all the time, and we just don't recognize it most of the time.
That's true.
Yeah,
but, I mean,
so I think that there's... That is what I'm feeling, but I definitely feel like things are shifting for you.
Okay, so, well, that's the good news.
Yes, it is, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Yeah, thank you very much, Dr.
You're welcome, Karen.
Thank you.
Thanks, Karen. Have a great night. And right now we've got one more caller on the line, Dee, we're going to bring you on next. So if you are listening and have thought about calling in and have not done so, tonight is your lucky night. The phone lines are open for you, 323-657-1493. That is the hotline. We're live until 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we would love to have you call in and ask Dr. Annie a question. Of course, if you're looking at the show on the Blog Talk Rated G Radio page, you can also visit Dr. Annie's website. There's a link conveniently located right there. And, of course, if you want to get her life energy cycle chart, you can just email her at tleaves@yahoo.com. I say that again for the people listening on West Star Radio in the United Kingdom on their drive home today. Thank you very much for being part of the show. And here is Dee. Dee, you are live with Dr. Annie. Your birthday is August 30th. Go ahead, please.
Okay.
Hello, Doc. Hello, Dr.
Hi.
Annie.
How are you?
Hi. Okay. I'm dealing with trying to get my inheritance, and there's been a lot of shady, funny business going on. I'd like to know if you see this opening up for me and what's happening with this.
How long has this been going on? The last couple of years?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I do see it opening up, and I think that, you know, this year for you is a good year, and it is important for you to really let people know what you think and how you feel and what's going on with you. Be very outspoken and very direct.
Yeah,
I think that you are. Yeah. I'm feeling by September that things will be wrapped up, and that you're going to have a really good sense of where you are and how and it's positive. So I feel like things are working out in your favor, and it feels very much like September. September is a good month for you, and it's an excellent time for you to deal with the litigation that you're in. So,
oh,
yeah, that's really, really good. This has been a really intense couple of years for you. And so
yes.
Now is the time where you're actually looking at starting something brand new. You're starting your life over again. And
Oh, so, good. Yeah,
sometimes it feels very much like you. There's a lot of endings and beginnings that you've had to go through. And so
yes.
The old way of being in the world is no longer there. And so you are definitely moving in a more positive and much stronger position you're going to be in, you know, this year. So that's exciting, and you can look forward to that.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So September, it looks like September is going to be the turning point for you.
Oh, good.
Yeah? Good.
Thank you so much.
You're
Thank
welcome.
Thank you, Dee, for the call. And September is just going to be a blink away anyway, so, you know. That's,
yeah, I know. It's not very far.
Okay, we don't have any other calls, but so I'm going to ask you, since you love to talk about dream interpretation and things like that, I had a wild dream, not a wild dream, but I had a weird dream that was very vivid to me, and it was in the last probably hour or two that I was sleeping this morning, and I even got up
okay.
and wrote it down. That's how unusual it was for me, and I thought, why would I have this dream, and why am I remembering? And I said, oh, it's because Dr. Annie's going to be on the show tonight, and I can ask her.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Yay,
so here's
I love
the dream.
Them. I love dreams. Okay.
I'm in some type of either a resort or casino type of environment. So it's like a big facility, and there's a slot machine there. And I'd gone in to play, I think, just like a standard $100, you know, put the money in, and then just when I was done, I was done. And in the course of the dream, I had some message about, you know, like when, you know, you need to trust when you see the signs, you know, to trust it and then run with it, because that will be like the key to your success type of a thing. It was like a message from God type of a thing. So as I'm getting ready to leave the slot machine, I see this crumpled up $10 bill on the floor, and the light bulb goes off in my head, and it says, oh, that's the $10. You need to play that, and you need to trust that. Even if that's your last $10, that's what you need to play right now. I went, well, I'm just going to take this leap of faith, and I'm going to do it. I stuck it in the slot machine, pulled the lever, and I said, it's going to come up a winner. It's coming up a winner. And it came up like, you know, all the super, super duper things. And out of that $10, and it was odd because it was specific, and I remember this, I won $16,579. And I thought, well, that was an interesting number for me to be winning for, you know, putting a $10 bet in, but I'm sure glad to take it. Thank you very much. You know, and I kept thinking, well, what am I going to do with this first? And I remember the lady at the window, you know, to give me my cash. She says, make sure you got to pay your taxes out of that. You know, I said, you got to pay your taxes. I said, I'm fine. So after the $16,579, I'll have X number of dollars left over. And it's like, okay, now I can pay my rent, and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. It was just really odd, and shortly after that, that's kind of when I woke up. But there was a big debate on how they were going to pay me, either in $20 bills or $100 bills. And anyway, so that was my dream. I thought, that was really odd. And that's not something I'd normally remember.
That is just crazy good, isn't it? I love
it. It was a wonderful dream. I woke up and I said, I will take that in a heartbeat. Give me that $10.
Yes, yeah. I think so. It's like the casino of life. This is what you're playing.
Okay.
You know, the thing, what it's telling you is that you are willing to take chances. You're willing to take chances. You are ready to play the game, excuse me, play the game and trust it. Radical trust is what you are playing with. And
cool.
So you know, you already know intuitively, because the whole dream is telling you this, intuitively what the outcome is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to hit pay dirt. In other words, and it is going to come to you, and you're having a great time doing it. There's not any angst about it. There's just, you just know. There is this knowingness within you that is going to take you in the right direction. And it has to do with the way that you are playing the game of life.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's awesome. Do you know that there is a book, and it is it's called The Game of Life and How to Play It. And it's all about affirmations and inspiration and radical trust.
I'm writing that down. The Game of Life and How to Play It.
The Game of Life and How to Play It, and it is by Florence Scovel, Scovel, Shin, Shinn.
Cool.
She was
okay.
A metaphysical teacher in New York, in New York City, in the 1940s.
Nice.
30s, 40s, and 50s. She was also a wonderful artist, too. So she is awesome. She's very, very, she was very practical, very down to earth. It's like, oh, you need to build your confidence? Okay, here, these are the things that you do. Very simple, very clear. It's a great, great book. I used to have a stack of those books in my office, and I used to give them out to everybody that came.
I bet Florence loved you for that.
I know. But she was just so great. I loved it. You know, it's real practical. It's what a practical magic. That's it. Right there.
There we go. There we go.
And,
well,
and your dream is saying, oh, my God, you've got so much going on, and I love it. So
it felt like it was like very crazy, but it was very calming. The whole thing would have been a situation I would have been normally very crazy in, but I felt very calm, and it was just so clear when that $10 bill went, oh, that's my sign. I have to put that in the machine and play it. And it was just no doubt that it was going to be a winner, but I didn't realize it was going to be like this huge jackpot.
Well, you know, it's like that your first check from the work that you're doing recently just might be an interesting number.
It might be an interesting number. We'll have to see.
Uh-huh. I would be willing to bet, oh, my gosh, and this is something I've never done.
It's a first here on the radio, and a first for Dr. Annie. Yeah.
That first check is going to be $116,579.
Well, I like that. I'm putting that down right now. So. We'll put that here, and I'm marking the date, and we'll go back and we'll check that in a few months and see how that plays out. That would be fun.
Good. That's great.
And I'm taking you out to lunch if that's the case. We'll go wherever you want. Ooh. I'll fly you.
All right. That sounds good.
Hey, it looks like we've got a couple more callers, and I haven't screened them because, of course, I'm jabbering this whole time, but are you up for a couple more callers?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. This is area code 661. I don't have your first name or your birthday, but welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and your birthday?
Louise.
And Louise,
Hi,
what's
Louise.
Your birthday, my dear?
Hi. Louise, L-O-U-I-S-E.
Okay,
and
you're live with Dr. Annie.
Thank you. And you're my birthday, 11/18. And thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. How can I help you?
You know, I just... I've been kind of crazed with different kinds of energies and trying to move forward and kind of feel like I'm spinning. And anything you can give me would be great.
Well, what I'm getting around you is that there's a lot of, are you dealing with a lot of relationship, different relationships?
Yes, with different people, yes. Not all, like, loved up, but yes.
Yeah. A lot of different kinds of relationships, and it's sometimes it can be overwhelming and too much. And so what you have really good communications energy right now, and so it's really important for you to let people know what you think, how you feel, and what's going on with you. And if you can do that, then things get cleared up, and it won't be so difficult. You won't have so many different, aspects to it. So it's it's been confusing around you, that's for sure. But
yeah.
I think that if you just open yourself up and become more open and receptive to what people are saying, and then you, you know, tell them how you feel about it. So it's that feeling level. Don't be afraid to state your feelings, to speak out. Yeah, that's important. And I think that if you do that, then you're going to be, you know, you'll be in great shape. Are you in a love relationship right now?
I am married.
Okay. So this year is, are you planning on going on a vacation?
Well, no. My husband is currently in a hospital for a couple of months.
Okay, so maybe you can get away for a little while. There's an opportunity that's coming to you to take a break or to get away for maybe a weekend or something like that, even if it's just for 4 days or something. Take advantage of the opportunity for you to take a break, because that's what you need, is a break. So say yes.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just spinning and trying to save everyone, and I can't. Drowning.
No, it's just really, really true. You can't save anyone but yourself. And so that's important for you to realize, and for all of us to realize, that unless we take care of ourselves, we don't have the energy to take care of anyone else. So it's important to take care of you first. So if you have the opportunity that comes to you, and I know it will, and it's coming in, it looks like it's June where there's an opportunity that you get to go away for a few days, and it'll be very nice for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Great. Thank
Good.
You.
Thanks, Louise.
You're welcome.
And we want a postcard, so make sure to send us a postcard after your trip next month. That's cool. And it looks like we've got one more caller for the night, and it's going to be Regina. And Regina was born on January 8th. And Regina, you are live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How can I help you, Regina?
My question is pertaining to career finances. My last day of work was last Thursday. And I just want to see, do you see me picking up employment soon?
I do, and I think that you're going to, I think you're going, you're going into a very strong money vibration, money, power, and authority. And that is going to come up for you really strong in August. Now, between now and August, that doesn't mean you're not going to get hired. It just means that in August, something really big shifts in, and there is money, power, and authority. So it might be, you might be going into a position of power. Are you in management?
No.
Okay, so that is something that's coming up for you. So there's definitely a much better position. You think the one that you left, it's better than that. I definitely feel like you are heading in the right direction. So don't be too despondent about losing your job.
Okay.
In a weird, in a strange kind of way, it almost feels like it's the best thing that happened. So
okay.
Know that, you know, and you're gonna be really, really surprised, because an opportunity is coming to you, and it's really different, and it's going to be good for you. So that's exciting.
Is it going to be kind of ask this quick question, could be tied to that. Like, I had an interview last month for at a government agency, but it pertained in a different field in some ways. I was in the capacity, but just dealing with a different population. And was it coming from that company, or was this a different company that you're filling?
I'm feeling like it is something that is brand new, that I don't think you've been aware of it yet. So I would say in the next, like, week to 10 days, there's some kind of opportunity that comes in, and that's the one that you're going to get, and it's going to be really, really good for you, and you will excel at it.
Okay.
So that's really great. Good energy.
right.
Yeah.
I need that. I definitely need that. It's good to have changes, you know.
Yes, it is. It really
stressful,
is.
But it still is the reason why you go through all these changes. You got to get out of your comfort zone. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think so, yeah, that we can all learn that lesson. And we all do, don't we?
Right, exactly.
Yep.
If you don't move, then God will shake it up for you, too.
Yep. That's true. That's so true.
Yeah.
So, you know, just say yes to the opportunities that come your way, and you'll be very pleasantly surprised. So that'll be good for you.
Okay.
Okay, Regina.
Thanks, Regina. Good
thanks
luck to you.
Thanks for calling.
I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Dr. Ennie, that's it for calls tonight. You know, speaking about, you know, Regina's call there, it is so true. You know, sometimes, you know, you think losing a job or something that, you know, looks to be like a really bad thing is going to be just the worst. But, you know, you look back in 6 months or a year and going like, I am so glad that happened, because if that didn't happen, I would have still been stuck A, B, C, D, E, F, G, whatever the case is. And
yeah.
So good things are coming
our
way.
It is so true. Yep, it is. We just never know. And if you can just, you know, stay open and receptive to something that's better.
Yeah.
That's what's so important too. And in, you know, in metaphysics, we say this or something better. We want.
And I love that. Yeah, I want this or something better. Yeah.
This
but you
or
know, I think
something better. Yeah.
You know, the something
definitely
better for all the listeners tonight is going to be emailing Dr. Ennie for
Tealvs,
T-E-A-L-V-S, Tealvs at yahoo.com to get your life energy cycle chart. And if you haven't experienced the reading of it, I encourage you to do so. It's free. There's no obligation whatsoever, but it gives you a chance to get some information on how to plan your year strategically. And speaking from experience, I think it's awesome.
It is.
So we should do that.
Good.
I think also on the show page, it gives you a phone number for Dr. Ennie, too, so call and get an appointment scheduled. So, Dr. Ennie, thank you so much. I'll get you some dates for the rest of the summer, and I just really appreciate you being on the line tonight. Have a great night.
Excellent. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. So for everybody else, I want to give you a quick update. I was up in the W Hotel with my editor and video director today, and we were going through the edits for Gay Wedding, which is the upcoming single off of my new album called Blonde Jesus. And Gay Wedding, of course, is a remake of Billy Idol's White Wedding. The lyrics are rewritten, and I've got approval to do it and everything, so it's going to be legit. And we'll have a music video out either hopefully, I'm going to hope this Friday, possibly Saturday, and be able to release that to the world. Very excited to share that with you. But since we've got a couple minutes left, I thought it'd be fun to play the song and then also let you know, just as a real quick recap, what's going on for the rest of the week. So again, Tuesday, tomorrow, we've got David Harder on the line. He's from Inspired Work Services. We've got Sean Hill. He's an entertainer and comedian on the show May 6th, and he's going to be talking about fundraising that he does to build homes for homeless people around the world. Thursday, we've got psychic Zoe Nicholas. She's from Seattle. She'll be taking your call, so if you'd like to call and ask a question and didn't get through tonight, we'll encourage you to call on Thursday, live showtime again at 7 p.m. And then Friday, we've got an early Friday night dance party when Enter the Paradox, that's the band's name. Mr. Brian Boland will be on the show. He's my VIP special guest star. He's got a new single out called Sweet Intentions with his band, again, Enter the Paradox, at 5 p.m. on Friday. And apparently he's got a really interesting past, so I can't wait to share that with you. If you're listening on Westar Radio Network, I want to thank you. If you're listening on Blog Talk and you've got the little show button in front of you, make sure to follow the show so you can get updates on all the cool guests that we have here on a regular basis. And also, if you like it, tell your friends, tell your family, and, you know, share the show with folks. We love getting new people to call in and listen. And if you call in and want to chat or ask a question, that is always a fun experience for us as well. The show continues to grow. We're getting new guests, and all kinds of fun stuff is happening for the rest of May. The entire month of May is already booked. I'm talking to people online tonight just while the show is going and getting dates scheduled for June. And as far out as, let's see, I think I've got the latest date I'm scheduling right now is Miss Laura Sullivan, and she's going to be on Friday, July 10th. So I'm scheduling clear into July for guests right now. She's a Grammy winner, and will be sharing her story with us. This is my song called Gay Wedding. We'll see you live on Tuesday. Don't drive distracted, and thank you for being part of Rated G Radio.
Second to no one.
One, two, one.
Hey, Mr. Our time has come. Hey, Mr. marry your true love. Hey, Mr. Hot Bun.
Okay, to your
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.